What we will be talking about right now is something that has been on my heart and in my head due to just a podcast I've been listening to. And they were highlighting something that really stood out for me. And it's this concept of believers that are struggling to pray. Statistically, there's this indication that there are a number of believers that just struggle to pray. They struggle to get into a time of prayer. In actual fact, statistically speaking, an article I was reading was speaking about over almost 80% of Western believers are having a life where there is not much prayer. They struggle with keeping to pray. They're not currently praying. And this is something that I know for a lot of us as believers, we think, hey, by virtue of you being Christian, I'm sure you are praying. Everything must be going all right. But this seems to be quite a prominent thing. I look over into my own life and I'm so aware of these seasons where there's just, I'm not praying. I'm not praying like I know I should. I'm not praying like I know I can and like I used to. I'm just so aware that I'm not praying.
Yeah, no, I think the lack of communion becomes difficult, definitely. And prayer just becomes, it becomes almost burdensome, if that makes sense, especially when life gets busy or you fall out of it and then trying to get back in. It feels like maybe one morning you pray, but then it kind of disappears for the rest of the week. And then you look back on the week and you're like, oh, I actually didn't pray for most of the week.
Yeah. Or look back and it's been months since the last time you spent some time in prayer. And I'm not talking about, you know, devotion with family. I'm not talking about like an all night prayer. I'm just talking about that day to day being in communion with God and conversation with God, praying. Like the Bible actually says, you know, it instructs us to pray daily. I'm talking about that and our posture towards this in a bit. Because I understand that this is something that you could be finding yourself in and you're saying, Khosi, I know exactly what you're talking about. There's a couple of things that I found that I find to be quite helpful when it comes to getting back into your prayer life that I think will help you. Things that I also in my own life kind of go, hey, I need to go back into this if ever I find myself in the season, a space, a week or so where I'm feeling like, man, I'm not praying as much as what I want to. Or maybe you're in a season and you're just like, Khosi, I'm honestly struggling because of just struggling with my faith because there's certain areas that I was trusting God for. I've got some things that might just be the catalyst that will get you back into praying.
Visit impactradio.co.za.
Talking about prayerlessness, and I mean, I know a lot of us, when you think prayerlessness, you might be thinking there's zero praying happening at all, as in like you're not praying at all. But I'm actually talking about that relatively prayerless, where you're kind of praying, but you're not praying without ceasing. You know, First Thessalonians actually says that pray without ceasing. You're aware that you're not praying without ceasing, as what it says there. So when you think about prayer, it feels like a burden. It feels boring. Perhaps it almost feels futile exercise that you just kind of like, I'm not sure how to go about this. And you almost find yourself in a way that you avoid it. And sometimes you feel like your prayers might seem feeble. They seem powerless. And as a result, you start to pray less and pray less. Pray less, and we don't have it in us to pray and not lose heart, as it says in the book of Luke, right? But here's the thing, right? Finding ourselves in this place is a number of reasons why we could be there. There's an article that I was reading that was highlighting four specific things that I think are actually pivotal. Number one reason that we may be struggling to pray is just like something in our conversion. And I know when we speak about conversion, we're just like, woo, Khosi, wait, I am saved. What are you talking about? But sometimes in more often than not, it was a thing that we could be doing things because the right thing to do, but there isn't a conversion in our hearts in believing that Jesus is Lord. And I know that you might be thinking, what are you talking about? This is actually something that is so far from me. Dear friend, I remember from my own life, it took years before I realized that, man, I've been living in this entire life thinking that I've met Jesus, that I know about Jesus, but I actually know nothing. There's a video that I saw earlier on today, and this lady was talking, she was weeping in the car saying, I've lived my entire life. She looks like she's maybe in her mid-30s, if not early 40s. She says, I've lived my entire life going to church every single Sunday, but I did not know about Jesus. I did not know. I did not know this good news. I didn't know this. As to which church, where, how far, what's the gospel, what's the message, is a completely different conversation. But it was hindering her from being able to have this communion with God through prayer. A second thing that we see that might lead to many of us struggling to pray is because there's a point where we then stop to surrender to God. Maybe you might be thinking, man, there was a point where I surrendered everything. I surrendered my life. I surrendered my family. I surrendered my finances. I surrendered every decision that I make and need to make to God. But it may be a case that I've stopped praying because I feel like I can't. It just seems so difficult, and you may have stopped surrendering. Because here's the thing about prayer. Prayer in and of itself is an act of surrender. It's saying, I can't do this. I need you to do something. And we allow the Lord to take over. An unsurrendered person finds it difficult to pray. And the third thing that we see is that other believers, and maybe it's you, who stops praying out of disappointment with God, that you prayed for something that you wanted to see happen, and instead it didn't happen. And it may be something that you've been praying for, even desperately praying for, but what you prayed for never came about. So you may be angry, or you may be disappointed with God, and that disappointment and confusion causes you to walk away from prayer. And I know you're kind of thinking, but Kosi, I think I remember something like that far away, or I'm not sure if that's what's going on, or I think I let it go that the Lord didn't answer my prayer. But there's sometimes that we harbor these things, and they keep us from being able to come to God in prayer. And finally, in some cases, we don't pray as often as what we should because of the attack that comes. This often happens to people who have been at times strong intercessors or strong people of prayer. But the relentless attack of the enemy on this praying person has taken its toll on them. And they're just kind of saying, you know what? Yeah, I'm feeling a little bit tired. And the moment they pray less, it seems quieter because the attacks aren't there. And it's like, okay, there we go. Now it just settles a little bit. But actually, it's getting you out of that habit of prayer. But here's the question, right? The question, which is what's causing this conversation, is, okay, Kosi, I've identified myself into some of these places that you've mentioned there. But what happens after I see that I'm not praying because of that? How do I get back into it? What are some things that I can do to get back into the habit, the relationship of communion, of prayer with God, like I know I should? So the question beckons, what do I do if I am in that space, Kosi, where I'm struggling to pray? Friend, I've got three things I want to share with you. And then I've got an episode of Focus on the Family that I think you would find to be quite informative towards this conversation. The first thing is to remember. The first thing is to recall God's past grace. I think there's something about us remembering what the Lord has done. I'm reminded of Ntokozo Mbambo's song, where she says, when I remember what the Lord has done, I cannot go back anymore. There's something about remembering what God has done and how God has been faithful to you in past times that it primes your engine. It becomes that catalyst that really gets your fire going into saying, Lord, you've been faithful, and I've seen your faithfulness, and I know I will see it. And it starts something in us to be able to have a heart of prayer. Lamentations 3:21 says, this I call to mind, and therefore I have hope. This idea of going, Lord, I've seen what you've done there, and therefore I'm able to trust you with my future and trust in your grace for the future, for whatever is causing my current unbelief. Whatever's going on over here, I'm able to pray in faith because of what I've seen you do in past. The second thing that I maybe want to share with you that I think will be very helpful towards getting back into a place of prayer is really just fuel your faith engine with some promises. God's promises are the fuel that fires the engine of our faith. When we read the promises of God, there's something inside of us. It's like the statement where I've heard it some time ago, and I've loved it so much, where it says, in every single human, there's a God-sized hole that can only be filled by God. And we have this hole, this longing for God, that no matter what we do, no matter where we run off to, we will always go back and realize it can only be filled by God. And as we read the promises of God, there's something in us that draws and yearns for God that will be fired up. God's promises really just kind of shifts our focus off of our unbelief and gets a focus back into the promises of God that He wants us to believe instead. This is often, there's something that is not hard. It's something that is so easy. The moment you read through Psalms and Proverbs, there's something that happens in your heart. You start to realize, man, this is something I'm starting to feel in my heart. You can feel completely different in a half hour after recalling God's past faithfulness and remembering some promises without any change in your circumstances. Nothing has changed around you. Just by virtue of remember these things, something can change inside of you. The difference between that is just believing. And I think the third and final thing, if you're just like, okay, Kosi, give me something practical that I can do right now, today when I get home, today when I sit with my family, give me something I can do right now. Dear friend, I think it's just praying the word of God. It's as simple as that. To literally find a scripture, you know how you've got scriptures that you've got highlighted. You've got these scriptures that you just feel like, man, these are a great verses that I love. That you just like, man, these are my most favorite Bible verses. Friend, I'm just like, hey, pray some of those verses. Just read that verse out and be able to pray it. For example, let's take Lamentations 3:22-23 that says the steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercy never comes to an end. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. To actually take that verse and pray it out, saying, Lord, thank you that your love never ceases. Even if I hold back, thank you that your love is always with me. Even when I feel like I've come short, thank you that your love is always with me, that your mercies never come to an end. If I was to get what I was due, Lord, I would be in a completely different place. But still, your love and your mercy covers me, and it's new every single morning. Thank you, Lord, that as I start this day, that I can be able to rest, that I don't need to be held by the condemnation of yesterday, but I can rest in the truth of your mercy and your love is fresh even in this morning. Lord, you've been faithful in my life, and I know you'll be faithful forever, because your word says, great is your faithfulness. Thank you, Father, for your faithfulness. Lord, I pray that I will see your faithfulness in my life and in my children's life. It's taken from these two verses. Such a powerful prayer, but it kickstarts this thing of us starting to pray, to be a praying people. And I really want to encourage you. You might be in that season saying, Kwesi, I am part of that almost 80% of modern believers who don't pray, who don't pray as continually as Thessalonians says we should. Friend, I pray that you will, one, go back and remember the promises of God. Two, remember the goodness of God that you've seen in your life. And three, go and read some of your favorite verses and pray those verses with full faith of what God can do.